You can come out if you want to.
I'm not even supposed to be here
today. But you are.
That's your mic.
Okay. Thank you, baby. Watch.
I don't care. I'm just going to stop. We are here to proclaim the good news that Jesus is the King who
pre-existed as God the Son, was sent by God the Father, took on human flesh in fulfillment of God's promises to David, died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, was raised from the dead according to the Scriptures, appeared to many witnesses, is enthroned at the right hand of God as the ruling Christ, has sent the Holy Spirit to his people to effect his rule, and will come again as final judge to rule. Amen.
I'm so round about.
are you? It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Doesn't it feel good when you find out that the one you're surrounded by is God? Doesn't it feel good when you know the one that is surrounding you is the one that created you, the one that loves you, that one that wants the best for you at all times?
Amen.
And we can read this together.
Give thanks to the Lord,
for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavens so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who placed the earth among the waters. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavenly lights. His faithful love endures forever. The sun will rule the day. His faithful love endures forever. And the moon and stars to rule the night. His faithful love endures forever.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that we've never seen, Father. And we always come to thank you, Father, for your love, your mercy, and your undeserved kindness. Father, we just ask that you join us today and as we worship you, Father, and bring praise and glory to you, Father. We ask that you touch all of our hearts, our minds and our souls with everlasting and abundance of love through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. May the church say,
Amen.
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 Thank you.
great, how great is our God.
It's time for offering. If you don't have an envelope, someone can assist you. Just raise your hand. And now it's time for our announcements with Deaconess Lolo.
Good morning, Running for Christ Ministries. Good morning, visitors. We just want you to know, if you make yourself at home, we feel like you're part of our family as well. Today's announcements. Tuesday at 4 p.m., Minister Richard Overall will be teaching training day. Wednesday, 6 p.m., Bible class, teacher Deaconess Loretta Welch. Subject, a faithful servant in church. Questions for class, discussion after the read. Friday, 7 o'clock, Bring Back the Family. Host is Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, is every other Friday. And on the prayer list today, we're praying for Doris Baker, who is in the hospital. Deacon Mackie Mother is back in the hospital. And Amir Jones is home sick. Pray for him. Pray for all the sick and bereaved families everywhere. Minister Richard Overall's grandson passed on Friday. Pray for him and his family. Pray for our children that will be returning to school soon, and our local leaders and our government as they face difficult challenges that will affect our democracy. Birthdays for August, Deaconess Mary, John, Alice, Danielle, and Rob, and all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners, happy birthday to you. And as I always say, keep God first and treat people the way you want to be treated. Amen. Those are your announcements.
Oh, nice.
Amen.
All right.
So I was voluntold to do altar call today. Amen. So I asked the Lord to place on my heart every single thing to put on the list. And so this is what the Lord gave me. All children in all educational settings, we know that there are some proposals and some things that governments are trying to pass that go through schools. And so public schools are going to be affected the most out of all. But don't forget about your private schools, your homeschool settings. Colleges are always under attack. So then all educational staff to make better decisions and to make good decisions and to include Christ, all your teachers, your administrators, your consultants, anybody that's a part of education, your interventionists, you got occupational therapists, anybody that's a part of education. Our mothers on the move, they push forward every week to get here, and so we greatly appreciate it. And so we always want to keep you on our prayer list. And then the Lord asked to put all the rest of the Running for Christ members to grow spiritually, to be mentally stable, to be physically strong, and to be emotionally balanced. Sometimes we get confined to the list that's on the screen and we forget that other people struggle on a daily basis. So whatever your struggle is, that's what the Lord wants us to focus on for August. The global wars and all the conflicts happening, all the bereaved families, of course, Pastor Overall and Ministers Overall, and then, of course, our Runner for Christ leadership team. So all of your ministers, anybody that has a hand in finance, any decisions that are made around here, we want to make sure that we continue to pray for each other so we all follow God's plan.
Okay.
And we forget the I in team, and we remember that we're a team at Runner for Christ Ministries. Amen. And so if we continue to keep our leaders in prayer, then we will see God not only keep them grounded, but keep Running for Christ Ministries as a church grounded. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let us pray. Lord, we first thank you for being magnificent and mighty. Lord, we secondly thank you for the sacrifice that you gave so that we can openly say thank you to you. on a daily basis, Lord. We ask that you continue to push us hastily to your throne with our experiences in life, Lord. And we ask that as we continue to grow spiritually, that you hold us up, Lord. As we continue to seek mental stability, that you keep our minds clear and sounded, Lord. As we continue to push through physically, Lord, give them everything that they need on a daily basis to make it through. Lord, thank you again for being kind enough to give us leaders in our building to be able to have a sound mind with you, Lord, and allow the Holy Spirit to anoint them even more with your favor so that Running for Christ continues to grow as it should. Lord, thank you again for just providing us with space and opportunity to be able to praise your name, Lord, but also give us the task to know what our role is in this space. Lord, allow us to uphold our positions well, Lord, and allow us to continue to remember that only being obedient to you is the charge. Thank you again for being kind enough to give us the movement of our limbs, the ability to speak, the ability to hear, Lord. And who's ever going through something, Lord, allow them to be healed in that space. Allow them to not only be healed physically, but allow their mind to know that you are their refuge and their strength. If this is a terminal situation, Lord, allow them to have the patience to endure so that their faith is increased as they continue to grow in whatever it is trial that you have for them, Lord. Allow us to understand that sometimes pruning is painful, Lord, but it allows us to grow your favor. We ask that as you continue to walk us through this journey, Lord, that you bless every piece of experience that we go through, Lord. Bless every soul that we touch and allow us to be able to speak the good news to everybody that we see. Lord, allow us to understand that time is wrapping up, so we should be harvesting souls for you, Lord, but allow us to get all of these distractions out of the way so that we only focus on your plan. Thank you for your purpose and your predestined journey that you've made for all of us, and thank you for aligning our journeys together so that we are in a cohort for you. We ask that you continue to just move, live, and have your being within us. And we thank you again for being able to repent and for your everlasting forgiveness. Again, bless the pastor and his wife specifically to be able to endure. Bless the leadership team to be able to endure, Lord. And whatever it is that comes in between, whatever division comes in between, Lord, we speak against that in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you again for just being kind enough to be able to give us all the things that we need. And we ask that you continue to bless us with all those things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Congregation, I'd like to say Sunday school was a very, very good topic that we talked about God's grace and love. So put this on your mind.
Think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me up with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. On solid ground, it makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all.
of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise.
How did you do it?
Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. That's Psalms 122 verse 1. And I'm Sister Deaconess Rebecca Johnson. And I'm happy to introduce our teaching pastor, Gerald Marshall Overall. Here we are again in this little but big church where we come as we are, but we don't stay as we are. We are blessed to receive another new understanding of the Most High God. Yet another all-you-can-eat buffet provided by Runner for Christ Ministries to feed our inner men. May we all get the meat of this word. Today's message is titled, Dead to Sin and Alive in Christ. The text is Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4 and verses 15 through 18. So turn or click in your Bibles to Romans chapter number 6, verses 1 through 4 and 15 through 18. This is Brother Paul speaking, and I'll be reading from the NLT, and it reads as follows. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. This, we drop down to verse 15. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey? whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Let's listen with ears to hear our very own Pastor O as he delivers a message titled, Dead to Sin and Alive in Christ.
All right.
So church, repeat after me. Pastor O.
Pastor O.
Break it down for us.
Break it down for us.
Amen.
All righty then. There we go. We got some Valeolium. Amen. Does that work? Because Rebecca's going to need that during the service. Yeah, give her that. So, because she's going to need that. She's going to want to say something. Y'all know how she always want to say something, you know. So she's going to want to say something. So we're going to give her a mic because, you know, you never know when she want to say something. You know what I mean? Okay, yeah. Oh, we can have church now. My little sister came in the house. Amen. There you go. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we thank you today for today. We thank you for another opportunity to be in your house with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We're not disobeying your word. Your word says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, which is the custom of a whole lot of Christians, Father, but we thank you that we come here today so that we can encourage one another to continue in this way and spreading love and doing good deeds to help other people. And we encourage one another because we're all going through it, Jesus, because you said in this life we shall have trials and tribulation. But as Pastor Terrence Tate said in his sermon on confidence, don't lose your confidence, or Jonathan, your confidence, and Terrence, don't lose your light, that we all have the Holy Spirit who empowers us to be able to continue in this work. In Jesus' name, we pray and give you all the thanks, the honor, and the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Repeat after me. Say, Lord, bless my ears.
Lord, bless my ears.
So they hear your word today.
So they hear your word today.
And bless my heart.
And bless my heart.
So it don't get mad at you. But it receives your word today. Because I acknowledge to you, we're different. But I'm here today to begin the process of transformation from the way I think to the way you think. So I can always know your good, pleasing, and perfect will for my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, mother, I would be able to go home after that. Amen. That's a whole sermon right there. How much time I got left? Yeah, about 5 minutes. Amen. Praise God. This is now my third sermon since Friday. Amen. Three different sermons. Had a wonderful time yesterday. Had a wonderful time Friday. Amen. Came out yesterday to share with First Fruit Living Ministries. It was awesome. We had scrimps and chicken scrimps. Amen. They didn't have no orange Kool-Aid though, so. Amen. But they did have the scrimps right there. They had the scrimps and the scrips. And we ate good. Amen. Amen. I want to thank Pastor Jonathan Tate and Deaconess Kathy Clyburn. They have come alongside me. It's a bunch of others, okay, on Blog Talk Radio. And it's been since 2009, I haven't had a Saturday off. Amen, where I could just wake up and wonder what I'm going to do that day. I always knew what I was going to do, but thanks to Jonathan stepping up, Kathy has always been there. She can do the whole thing, create shows, run the show, and the whole deal. Amen. They have come alongside and been a big giant help to me. So I want to thank God for them for making my life a whole lot easier Amen. Especially on a weekend like this one, when I have to preach three different sermons. It's one thing, Mary, to preach a series, right? That just about one follows the other. But when all three of them are different, and all three of them are fighting to work on me, work on me. I'm like, you know, all three of y'all can really just say amen, but they don't stop. Amen. But they don't stop and they keep on coming. But the Lord is good, right?
All right.
If I had to do this, I would have been gone. But Jesus does this through us.
All right.
I learned that from him. He said, the works I do with my hands, my Father. The words I speak out of my mouth, that means I don't even have to think. I just have to know what God would say. Amen. I'm already married, so I don't have to think. And I'm saved, so I don't have to think there either. Amen. Pray right in. We blessed by the Lord. We don't have to even think, because, amen, if I get up and put something on, you wearing that? Or you just already laid out. Praise God. You're wearing this. And you're wearing this with that. You can pick your socks, though. Amen. But ain't nobody gonna see them. Yeah, exactly. Amen. Accusing me of coming out the house wearing too many coats. But anyway, that's a whole other sermon. We've been talking from the book of Romans, and we know in Romans chapters 1 and 2 that, and by the time you get to 3:5, Paul had everybody under sin. We was wiped out. Chapter 1, the Gentiles like, we don't even know God, so we know we're going to heaven. He's like, no, I don't think so, because God has placed it in nature. You can look at nature and figure God out, right? Find your way to him. And we had witnesses, Enoch, Noah. These are people long before a church pastor or a Bible, amen, and they were able to find their way to God. Enoch so much so that God took him right off the planet. Amen. So when we got to chapter 2, the Jews were like, well, we have a Bible. We got 39 books of the Old Testament. And Paul was like, well, I'm sorry, two problems. He didn't give you the Bible to save you in the first place. That is, he never said, here, do this and you'll be saved. No. And the second problem is, you're not keeping the law anyway. We read the Old Testament. Israel was a hot mess all the way through. They never quit hot messing. And even when Jesus came, they was out of pocket. Amen? So the law, they couldn't keep it anyway. But we found out in chapter 3 that God gave us the law to make us aware of our need for Christ. Amen. Amen. So in chapter 3, that's when we were made right with God by faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ,
and we called it righteousness by faith. I think my battery's just went to heaven. Praise God.
Amen. They're on their way to heaven, so you might want to grab some more. They finna die. Or either I touch something and it, amen. But anyway, we found out that we were made right with God by our faith in Jesus Christ, right? Okay. It's not some work that we did, and we didn't live in such a way that God said, I am pleased. Even though we should live to please God. But we'll talk about that later. Amen. I think they kind of work. Oh, no, they ain't. They read like, amen.
So we don't live, amen, in a way that God would say, you know, they are so awesome, I'm going to let them into heaven without Jesus. They're just so awesome, they don't even need Jesus. I'm just going to let them in. We found out that nobody going to be saved by doing good works. Romans chapter 3:19 says,
obviously the law was for those to whom it was given. It wasn't even given to us. I don't know about you, Kim, but I wasn't even around. When Moses came down that mountain, Ali, I wasn't in that crowd. Amen. So he didn't get a law to me. He gave it to Israel, right? So obviously the law was for those to whom it was given. And it was not given to save you, but to show you your need for Christ. And then God provided us a Savior. God so loved the world, he did what? That whosoever will not what? But have what?
Everlasting
life. Amen. So God did it. And because God made us right with him by faith in what he did, he also what? Justified us. Chapter 4. He justified us just as if we had never sinned. Abraham was not justified because he couldn't find out who God was, or he found out who God was and decided to leave where he was. He was justified because he did what God said. It's just that simple. Get up from among your kindred and your acquaintance and go to a place that I'll show you. Well, guess what? He is still telling us that today. Get up from where you were, where you are, and go to a new place in Christ that I'm going to show you. Amen?
Okay.
In chapter 5, we have peace with God. Why? Because we're justified. Since we are justified, we have what? Peace with God. That's verse number 1. That's an awesome verse right there. Because we're justified. Because we've been made right with God. Because a propitiation has been made. Because we're reconciled to God. We have peace with God. And that's an awesome thing. See, we couldn't make peace with God. Adam and Eve couldn't make peace with God, right? God had to make peace with them, and they accepted it and walked into that. Amen. And that's all good stuff. That we are saved. We cannot be lost. God won't take his salvation from us. The devil can't make God hate on us no matter what we do. God loved making the devil sick. He loved giving him stomach aches. Why? Because he'll go tell on me. Say, you know what he did? And it wasn't even a mistake. He did it on purpose. And the Lord will say, well, you know what I'm going to do with that? I'm going to make that thing work together for his good. And the devil will see like, there you go. There you go. He's sin, yeah, but he's in Christ. He's sin, yeah, but he's justified. He's sin, but we got peace because of Christ. So what you want me to do? I'm going to take the mess that you and him worked out together, and I'm going to make it work for his good. You want to talk some more devil? Devil like, I'll be back later. Amen. Like when he got through Carmen with Jesus out there in the wilderness, he tried to tear Jesus up. When Jesus got through with him, the devil leaveth him. Why? Because he had knots all over his head. He needed to go get fixed up so he could come back later. But know this, church, he coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. We get saved and we get a chance to be happy with the Lord and just praise God and go to church and Bible class and all that. And then the devil show up. He coming back. But what Jesus is going to do is have you ready. So when he comes back, his tricks won't work. Amen. Came back on Paul and Silas, threw them in the Philippian jail. But it didn't work. That Christian character came out. That endurance came out. That hope came out. They didn't lose. They didn't become too discouraged to keep trusting God. And guess what happened? They sang praises to God at what time? Midnight. Amen. After a bad situation. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Amen. And the Lord will do the same thing for us. That's why those things are written in the Bible, so we can read those things and know that God is what? Not a respecter of persons, right? And if he did it for them, he'll do it for me. If he did it before, he can do it. Amen. Go ahead on and give God the praise. Amen. Because he loves us just because he wants to. We don't have to make God love us, Mother. He loves us because he wants to. Amen. God loves us so much that he gave. What is more valuable than Jesus Christ? God gave us his son. Amen. Just so we could be his children. Now, you might not like yourself sometimes, but don't try to pull God into your hate party. Amen. Because he ain't going to hate you. Percy, he ain't going to hate you. You can say, Lord, I ain't this, I ain't that. He's like, yeah, well, you in Christ, so you get on out that pity party. But sometimes I think we want to show God how sorry we are for our sins. So we refuse to be happy for a little while, Trees. We just say, I ain't going to be happy today, Lord, because I sinned. But I'm going to be happy tomorrow. But I ain't going to be happy today because I sinned. I want to show you my contrition. Amen. All God requires is you confess your sin, and what does he do? Forgives you your sin, and what else does he do? Yes. Cleanse you of that nonsense. Amen. He loved making the devil mad. He loved making Satan say, see, there you go again. I got him in sin. Yeah, you do, but I got him out. Amen. I'm the one. You get him. You work together with them to get in. I work together to get him out. Amen. The devil went down there and trashed the crap out of Job, didn't he? Who brought him out? See, it was Job's character. It was Job's knowledge about God. It's what he knew about God that brought him out. He refused to let the devil come around and make him wonder about God. Mm-mm. Job is like, I don't know why I'm going through this, and I don't like going through this, but I know y'all ain't got the answer. I got to talk to the Lord. And they had a little conversation. And that's why old folks say, just a little talk with Jesus. That's how they say it. Just a little talk with Jesus and make it all right. Amen. Amen. So when we get to chapter 6, now we're saved, right? We got peace. We've been justified and made right with God, right? But that's not the whole story. Minister Latrice Jackson, when she was at our church before God called her over to Faith Christian Assembly, preached a sermon. Salvation is free, but every step after that is going to cost. And that's where we are this morning. In Romans chapter 6, Paul begins the discussion on another word. We got a new word. We already got righteousness by faith, right? And we have justification, we got reconciliation, we got propitiation, we have peace, right? All of these words talk about how we're made right with God, right? But now we have another word. It's called sanctification. And it is not talking about them people who go to the sanctified church. Actually, that's not a disparagement on them. That's saying them people over there live for Christ. Because they're set apart, set aside for God's service. God said about Jeremiah, I before your mother and father formed you in the womb, what? I knew you. And then he said, I sanctified you. I set you apart for my service. Well, guess what? We're sanctified. It took me like 15 years to kind of learn that, but because I learned real fast. Amen. Praise the Lord. It took me 15 years to learn. I need to be sanctified in a whole lot of different areas. And Jesus is like, you know, you really messed up. Amen. But he kept sanctifying me. And how does he do that? With his word. Every time I read the Bible, I told Jesus one day, you know what I told him? I'm like, the whole Bible against me. How am I saved? The whole Bible just talk about me. Every time I open it up and read it, because in the beginning I used to do this. I started reading. And I was like, I didn't even do that, but that sounds like it's against me. Amen? That's not a good way to study the Bible, just flop it open and start reading. And thou shalt end thyself in hell. I'm like, oh, let me flop again. Amen? Let me get a better flop. Amen? Give me a better verse, a verse that fit me. Keep on flopping until I get a good one. That's not a good way to read the Bible. Amen? So in chapter 6, Paul begins the discussion of sanctification. It's going to last through 6, 7, and 8. It's going to end in 8, but it begins over here. And he begins by saying that we are no longer slaves to sin. Oh, really? Already? Rebecca want to read already? She want to help us understand. I'm reading her mind. She want to help us understand from the Word of God about this new life that we're living. So she's going to read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. She want to help us to understand how we translate from the old to the new.
Ephesians chapter 2.
I think you need to turn that on.
Ephesians chapter 2.
Okay, closer.
Verses
1 through 3.
1 through 3. It reads as follows. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins, you used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world. obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger just like everyone else. Amen.
Amen. That's how we used to live. Before the Lord came into our lives, we could not say no to sin. If our body said, if our flesh said, do it. First, let me explain this. Your body is not saved. Your flesh is not saved. Your flesh did not say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Your soul said that. Your spirit agreed with that. And when God knew you weren't lying and you were telling the truth, then he filled you with his Holy Spirit. Now your flesh is like, I ain't saved. Amen? That is why we still practice some of the behaviors that we did before we got saved. That is the war between the flesh and the spirit. When you read Galatians 5, it talks exactly about that. That they're at enmity with one another. They are enemies of each other. Your spirit, right, loves God. Right? Your flesh, not so much at all. The flesh, you should never really listen to it. The flesh will drink Drano. Amen. Think about all of the crazy things we've heard people do in the flesh. So the flesh is not to be listened to. The flesh is against you. Your own body is against you. Your own body wants to separate you from God. Because the Lord has said this, but your flesh says this. Now, when we were unsaved and our flesh said this, we did that. When our flesh wanted this, we gave it that. Because we were slaves to sin. And the reason we were slaves to sin is because we belonged to sin. We belonged to the flesh. We were enemies of God. We were apart from God. So we were God. We were self-determined, and we ain't even listened to our parents. Our parents said, don't do this, don't do that. And as soon as we got out of their sight, we looked around. And then we did what we wanted to do. Amen. Our parents told us, don't lie. Raise your hand if you never lied. Your parents said, go to school and act right. Raise your hand if you went to school every day and act right. Amen. So our flesh, amen, we acted right. We weren't right, but we acted right. Amen. Our flesh did not come along for the salvation ride. And so as long as we are in these bodies, they are against God. As long as we are in these bodies, our soul is caught in the middle of our spirit, which loves the Lord. Amen. And our flesh that hates the Lord. It's no different than the cartoons we used to watch. The good one over here, the bad one over here, and now we're right in the middle and both of them is talking into our ears. Remember in the garden? God is in this ear telling Adam and Eve, if you eat from that tree, you're going to die. Satan shows up and says, God's a lie. If you eat from that tree, you ain't going to die. Now Adam and Eve have to make a choice. Which one do you follow? And because, look, Adam and Eve wasn't saved, they were innocent. That's called the age of innocence, the dispensation of innocence, that time in life. But that didn't mean they were perfect. If they were perfect, they'd have told the devil, you a liar. God, I ain't going to call God a lie. But they did call God a lie, didn't they? How did they call God a lie? By doing what the devil said, who said God was a liar. They believed him. It is the same with our souls. They are caught in the middle of our flesh and our spirit. And our soul will say, cuss them out. Our flesh will say, cuss them out. Yeah. Our spirit will say, but we saved. We can't do that. And now the soul got to make a choice. The mind or intellect, will and emotions. They have to make a choice. Who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to your flesh? and get revenge? Or are you going to listen to the word of God and let vengeance be his, says the Lord? Vengeance is mine, right? Romans 12 is mine. I will repay. That means we really can't sell it. We really can't repay. We can try to repay people, but we can't do that. See, Israel could not punish Egypt for their sins against them. Vengeance belongs to who? The Lord. The Lord tore Egypt up, didn't he? Vengeance belongs to God. See, God was able to get Egypt in a way that they weren't. God could say, send a death angel through, and all the firstborn, grown or babies, was gone. Israel, even though 2 million strong when they was coming out, they couldn't do that. They could hate Egypt, they could want Egypt to just disappear off the planet, but they can't make it happen, but God can. Amen. Lot, his wife and his daughters, they couldn't bring down judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham, even though he tried to bargain with God over there in chapter 18 of Genesis, he couldn't stop it. But God tore up Sodom and Gomorrah, wiped them off the planet, didn't he? He did what nobody else could do. So vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So our flesh speaks. Our spirit speaks. Which one are we going to listen to? But now that we have the Holy Spirit inside of us, whereas before we did what we wanted to do or did what we felt was right and good for us, thought it was going to make our life better. Amen. Now that we have the Holy Spirit, we have another one we can listen to. And that is the Word of God in us. God said in the Old Testament, I'm going to put my Spirit in them. I'm not going to give them no book to read. I'm going to put my Spirit inside them. And then I'm going to write the words from the book on their hearts. The psalmist said it like this, your word, now here's the secret to living for God. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not what? Sin against you. I learned it back in the 70s when I first got saved. Amen. That my flesh was saying one thing and God's word said another thing. So I had a choice to make. Am I going to listen to God or am I going to listen to me?
Right.
Amen. Before, when I was unsaved, I didn't have that choice. That choice was not even there. I didn't even want that choice. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it, how I wanted to do it. But now, God's word became a challenger to me, to every thought I had. I kept reading the Bible, like I told the Lord Carmen, you know, ever since I started reading this Bible, it's messing my life up. It's every time I get ready to do something, I got to choose. Before, I just did it and said, oh, I shouldn't have did that. Amen. Amen. Oh, what? Am I the only sinner in here? Am I the only one that shouldn't have did that? Amen. I figured that out after my fifth child. I'm a quick learner. Oh, it took me 5 kids. Amen. Amen. Oh, the devil gets so mad. He said he conceived all those kids in sin except for the last two. He said, well, what do you want me to do? Help you destroy them? I'm going to make, amen, I'm going to bless all of them. And he did. He blessed them all. God got a whole different plan than the devil. So the word of God inside of us is the power of God to live for God. And that is why the devil fights us on getting that word in us. He knows that if we internalize God's word, when it's time to make a choice, God has a say in it. God has a say in it. Time out for us thinking that when we get ready to do something wrong, the Lord is going to pop up and say, hey, that's wrong. No. The standard for our living is God's word.
Amen.
Amen. And when we internalize God's word, trust me, you get ready to clown, it's going to pop up. You ever try to block God out? Amen. You ever try to block him out? You want to go sin, and you got to, Mary, you got to block him. You got to block God. She had one time I was blocking God out. You know what happened? Jesus, something else. He just, who he blocking out? I'm like, you. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm blocking you. Ah, he said, you can do that for a month. I will never what? Leave you or forsake you. That becomes the reality. That becomes your new Christian reality. He ain't going nowhere. You know how you couldn't wait to get away from your parents so you could do what you wanted to do? Well, you can't get away from him. I'm like, Jesus, you know, there's other people on the planet. You know, I won't get mad if you, I know you said you'd never leave me or forsake me, but I'm giving you permission. But you know what? If he leaves, Satan be like, oh, Jesus gone. You was talking all that stuff, but Jesus was around. You used to be going Christian. Now what's up? Because y'all know Satan is something else. Amen. Satan is something else. You know, how many of us read Job and get scared the Lord going to Job us? How many of us have read Job and said, God Almighty, you know, you deep. You let him kill all 10 of his kids. Amen. You let him make him sore from the top, from the tip of his toes all the way to the top of his head. You put boils all. You ever had a boil? Just one. Amen. The boil will make you wish you was in heaven. Amen. Just one. You got to get them lanced. You know how they lance them? They take a scalpel. Amen. Because, okay, let me tell the story. I hate talking about it. I had a boil. It was right here. But I'm scared of needles. So I ain't go to the doctor. So it grew a little bit. I just wore looser clothes. It grew some more. Couldn't find no looser clothes. Then one morning I woke up and the Lord said, you need to go to the hospital. On a Sunday morning, you need to go to the hospital or you're going to die. I don't like needles. You don't like death either, do you? Amen. So I chose it. I went to the hospital. Me and Sheila. They see it and they rush me to the back. They lay me down on the table and it flopped down. And then this nurse come running in there, stripped off my shirt. Why they do that? Why y'all do that in Leitrim? Why y'all in the hospital just tear people buttons off? Why can't you just take the buttons loose? And why they got to strip them? Like, hey man, why don't just cut it up? Just cut it up. Anyway, they cut it up and then they saw it. And then they called in the doctor. And he told me, Mr. Overall, we're going to give you a local. I didn't even know what that was. So I'm like, go ahead. Then he whipped out that needle. I'm like, that ain't no local, that's a needle. He said, we have to freeze you or freeze it. Or because we can't take you to surgery, we got to do it right here. And so they put this blue thing around me and only this thing was open. Right. Oh God. I ain't never in my life felt no kind of pain like that. Amen. Amen. Just one boil. Job had that situation over his whole body. And the devil did it. The devil can make you sick. I was listening to Tony Evans this morning, and he talked about a lady who was bent over, I think from Luke 18. She was bent over and had been bent over for years, couldn't straighten up, walking around just bent over all the time. And she was in church, but bent over. Amen. Sometimes we can be in Christ and bent over. Amen. Either the devil did it or our lifestyle did it, but we bent over. However, nobody liked being bent over, right? She was bent over. Amen. And the Bible says that a spirit did it. Amen. A spirit came into her and bent her over. And this was a woman who went to church, or the synagogue, we call it church. She went to the synagogue on the regular, but still bent over. How many people go to church every single Sunday and they bent over from something? Amen. But you know, here's the good news. She had been bent over for 18 years. Could you still love God and go to church after being bent over for 18 years? Could your faith be such that you wake up bent over Sunday morning, put your clothes on, bent over, go walking down the street, bent over, and get up in church trying to praise the Lord, bent over? And that went on for 18 years. But she never lost a drop of faith in God. Because it's impossible to please God without what? Faith. And so this morning she's in church and Jesus came to church. Amen. And guess what? In 1 minute, Patrice, Jesus touched her and her 18 years was done. Amen. I'm looking at a miracle right here. I was at the graveside with her first child. Told her to believe God. He do redos. There's the redo. Amen. God is good. God is good. No matter what happens, God can fix it up. He can make it happen. He do things like this so that we can see that God is good. And God can do redos. He can do fix-ups. And Lord, know we be needing a hookup, right? And God got that hookup. No, it ain't no telephone. And amen. But it's a hookup, though, the same. Y'all ain't never see that movie, The Hookup. Amen. Y'all need to watch more TV. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Paul says in the first part, we were slaves to sin. We were slaves to sin. And we had no choice. Amen. But now that we've accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, guess what? Now we become what? Slaves to righteousness. It's not like we get into this neutral place where we're no longer in sin, right, or slaves to sin, but we're not yet walking in righteousness. Some of us get into a neutral place where we're no longer slaves to sin, but we're not slaves to righteousness either. These are folks who join the church, never go to Bible class, never go to Sunday school, never do much Bible reading at home. They get saved and they try to live the Christian life like the seven sons of Sceva. See, they knew all the nomenclature. They could say, in the name of Jesus. And they could probably say, good, cat, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, but see, the devil know, I don't see you in Bible class. I don't see you at home. See, the devil ain't scared of you. He ain't scared of your little, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. I rebuke you, devil. That don't mean nothing to him. But if you're doing it in the name of Jesus because the words of God are coming out of your mouth, that's like bullets to him. They tear him up. They hit him hard. That's like getting shot with a tank. But he tricks us. I can't let them learn that word. I'm not scared of their tears. They depression don't bother me. They sadness make me glad. But if I let them get in that word and they start wielding that word, they go over to Ephesians chapter 6 and they learn them that armor. They have their head covered with that helmet. They had that belt and breastplate on all the time when they walk up. And they got that shield right there. They got that sword right there. And they know how to pray. Oh, he can't fight with that kind of Christian. That kind of Christian is a nightmare to him. Why? Because it's not about them. It's about the word of God that God, what, wrote on the tables of their heart. He can't deal with that. That's why the Lord says that when we have problems, let God solve them. Let God have his way. You do what you can do. Having done all to stand, stand. Why? That, well, you know what that means? You've done all you're supposed to do to be armored up. So when the devil shows up, you're ready to fight. See, three of those pieces of armor we keep on all the time. You got to have your belt on, got to have your breastplate on, got to have your head covered. And then when the devil show up and start flinging them fiery darts at you, that's when you show up the shield of faith. And the Bible says the shield of faith will do what? Quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Yeah. All of them. Not some of them, but all of them. See, back in the day, Israel understood what Jesus was talking about because they understood siege works. When they would go attack somebody like Nebuchadnezzar attacked Israel, they laid siege to it. That means nothing could go in, even their water got cut off. Nothing could go in and nothing could come out. But sometimes when they came too close to the wall with the siege works, the folks on the inside of the wall would start shooting flame and arrows at that wooden siege work. And it would catch on fire. Well, they figured out to take some tar and paint the siege work with it. And guess what? When you shoot that fiery arrow at me, it ain't going to burn. Exactly. And so God gave us the shield of faith. Because he did not say the devil wasn't going to attack you because you're a Christian. I'm a Christian, devil, leave me alone. You need more than that. Amen. You need, if he attacked Jesus, and look, when did he go after Jesus? When Jesus was weak from being go 40 days and 40 nights with no food or water. See what you feel like. And then the devil show up to fight. He is so devilish. He showed up to fight you after 40 days and 40 nights when he thinks you're just weak. But what did Jesus do? How did Jesus save himself from that attack? Three words from God all out of the book of Deuteronomy. Man shall not live by bread alone. You don't get to tell me to trust God by. I'm going to demonstrate to Sister Anderson that I trust the Lord and the Lord loved me. So I'm going to go up on the church and jump off. To prove to her the Lord loved me. The Bible says thou shalt not put God to the what? Test. Amen. And then the devil came back with the one he get us all with. If you fall down and worship me and not go to Bible class, not study your Bible at home, amen, I'll give you anything. What? One time my pastor asked, what have the devil given you? It makes you skip Bible class.
Oh.
What have the devil given you that make you go to drag racing on Sunday morning? What did he offer you instead of being my assistant, helping me out, or teaching your Sunday school class? What did the devil give you to make you skip? He gave me drag racing. He told me Jesus didn't mind. Amen.
Amen.
I used to ride down the road thinking the Lord was going to flip the car, but I never turned around and went back to the church. I just kept going to the drag strip. Now the devil said, I got him. Jesus said, no, you don't. He said, look at the name on the car. Y'all know what the name of the car was? Running for Christ. So you know what Jesus had planned, right? He like, I'm going to take this mess. He a hot mess. He's a hot mess. He's skipping church, going drag racing, tithes and offerings in the motor. Amen. Am I the only imperfect person to do stuff like that? Amen. But what did the Lord do? Created running for Christ. And Jesus knew how much I loved him. He knew that if he went this way, I would go this way. And since 2003, I think I've missed one Sunday in church unless we were going to Mackinac. Other than that, I'm in church. Now, he didn't make me do this. He didn't even give me no ultimatum. I wanted to do what he was doing. What you told me this morning, rededication, that's what I had to do. Amen. And that was after like almost 30 years in the church. Praise God. I learned real fast. Amen. I had to join the same church six times. Imagine this, you're a preacher, right? Malachi, you're telling these people for the fifth time, I'm here. I'm with the Lord now. Hallelujah. I'm not leaving no more. I'm with the Lord. The devil had me, but I'm back now. I praise him, and I'm gone again. Amen. God will get us right. So we're no longer slaves to sin, the life that we used to live before we got saved. We read the Bible. We see what the Bible says. Now, the Bible is always going to talk about everything that we want to do or think. Amen. If God can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, well, then the Bible, that's God, right? So he's way ahead of us. But God has given us his word. Just like we had words when we were in the world, now we got words when we're in Christ. Just like we did what we wanted to do in the world, now we do what we want to do. See, actually, we were the devil's slaves. And he used us to shame God. He used us to show the Lord God Almighty that he wasn't God Almighty. You ain't all that. Look at Deacon Reed. I got him. Well, he wasn't Deacon Reed then. He was just Eric. He mine. But look at it now. He Deacon Reed. The Lord say the devil is a lie. Amen. He's mine. So what happened to he's yours? He's mine. Amen. So when we get the word of God in us, it's going to challenge us. It's going to challenge our thoughts. I mean, even my thoughts. I wake up sometimes in the morning, Jesus said, you need to go ahead and confess your sin. I'm like, Jesus, I just woke up. He's like, yeah, well, look at your thoughts. Look like a dirty mop bucket. To go, amen. Amen. Because my thoughts are skipping church and going drag racing, but praise the Lord. He cleaned me up. Amen. Oh, what kind of thoughts did you? Oh, what was that? Amen. No, not them kind of thoughts. Sheila ran to bed with everything like that. Amen. We fill ourselves up with the word of God and it makes us strong. See, we can't stand up against the flesh and the devil on our own. We need the word of God to stand on because that's all we have. That's our defense against us and the devil. That's what gets our thinking. That's when he says be transformed, changing the way you think. You do that with the word of God. See, the Bible in Romans chapter, oh, wow, I'm coming to a close, but Rebecca got to read one more verse. She's just, you know, just still in the show. Just, I'm telling you, some people just, amen. Go ahead and read Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Amen. This is going to help us out a whole lot.
And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Amen.
Amen. Now she want to read another verse. She coming to her second close. Amen. Now she just over there preaching. Now she coming, she got another close. Now she want to go back to Ephesians and she want to read Jonathan's favorite verse. I remember when he preached this. She want to go there, and now he getting in on it. So Jonathan telling Rebecca to read Ephesians. Hey, forgive me, I'm married. Read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10.
Okay.
Excuse my brain fade. I'm married. It blew my mind.
God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago.
Amen. Amen. Yes, indeed. God had good things planned for you and I to do before we were born. And the devil can't stop it. And let me tell you this, we can't sin enough to make God quit on us. All he'll do is get turned up. He'll turbocharge. He'll supercharge. Amen. He'll nitrous oxide. These all things make your car go faster. Amen. Amen. He'll do whatever he has to do to bring, because remember Philippians 1:6 is my real close here. It's a real one. Philippians 1:6. He who began a good what? Work in you. Will what? Carry it out to completion in him. Amen. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today and we praise your holy name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we are no longer slaves to sin, but we have become slaves to righteousness. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for writing your words on the tablets of our heart so that we might not sin against you, so that we have a standard to go by when we're faced with a choice. Help us, Lord, to always choose you. But Jesus, when we don't choose you, and you knew sometime we would not choose you, we didn't mean to cuss them out. We didn't mean to slap the skin off their face. We didn't mean to give them that look. We didn't mean to road rage them. We didn't mean any of that stuff that we did. So, Lord, thank you for 1 John 1:9, where we can confess our sins. That means that we agree with you, that we were wrong and you're right. And thank you, Lord, for not even hardly waiting for our confession to be over with before you even forgave us for our sin and then work with us to clean up our mess, no matter how long that takes. Jesus ain't none of us going to leave this world perfect, but all of us will be worked on by you toward perfection until you come to get us, and then you'll perfect us 100%. So help us, Lord, as we walk this walk from earth to heaven. In Jesus' name, we pray and give you the thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Hi, everybody. I know I'm out of order, but a couple announcements. Okay, Eric, I need you to listen to this because you're going to be a part of this. Okay, so we're going to have a prayer hour on August 31st at 1:15, starting at 1:15, so 1 o'clock. Sarah's going to have a sign-up list at the back. The children are welcome, but they must be accompanied by a parent or adult. There will be no child care available for this. So make sure you sign up so we can know how much food we need to order. And mark your calendars and things like that. So, you know, come out, let's get this, let's support her, okay? All right. So, a couple things. I just want you to know, when I post, but I'm going to start saying it, most of the jobs that I get, when they come from Jonathan, these are felon-friendly jobs. And I'm going to start saying that, and if it's not, I'll separate it. So, and I mean, these are really, really good jobs that we send over that we get. So I would let, because a lot of people want to know if they're felon-friendly, so I will start letting you know that. Always remember the back table. And don't forget, right now, you need to know where you're at financially so you can be able to tie how you need to tie. So right now, you can still get all three of your credit reports free every week, once a week. Just once a week, you can go to annualcreditreport.com and you can pull all three of your credit reports. So you should always know what's on there, because this stuff that's on there, maybe on there that's not yours, and things after 7 years should drop off, you can dispute it right there online, or you can give them a call. Central City Health are offering free dental services to anyone if you have insurance or no insurance, and it's going to be for the rest, it's going to be the last two, the 23rd and the 30th from 9 to 4. So I have a phone number, and then we also posted that on the website. And throughout the year, they said they work with you even if you don't have dental insurance. So school's coming up. Kids may need dental services to get, you know, and so this is an option for you. That said, they have some openings for a drone and a VR camp. We posted that information too. So they have open spots. So just remember always to look at DAPSAT. If you have clothes that you want to get rid of, Children's Orchard facility in Brownstown, they're paying cash for it. So that's not on the site. I'm going to send that, put that on the site. So if you want to clear out your closet and make a little money, they're asking for fall clothes. We'll do that. Also, the post office is hiring. And also remember to always look at Michigan work site. And Okay, so Kimmeny Center on the 16th, right there on 4th Street, is having a back-to-school blitz, and they're going to give away backpacks. They're going to have haircuts, hairstyling, free food, fun, and DJ right there at Kimmeny Center on 4th Street. So if you know some kids that needs backpacks or need a cut, nice cut before school starts, please share the information, and I'm going to post that information also, send it over to Pastor Post. Also, right here in our own community, Southwest Church of God, they have a preventative, they have a neighborhood wellness center right here, so that's on 4th Street too, where you can go, and their hours are 10 to 6 on Monday, and then Wednesday and Thursday, there's 10 to 6. So this information is going to be coming. And then also, Marathon has a program where they're going to be offering different services to the people that live in Southwest Detroit and that area. So I just wanted to get that information to you. And I think that's everything I had on my list. Yeah, everybody enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thank you.
All right, y'all, it's time. Time to go home. Thank y'all for coming, and we always love when you guys incorporate us into your day, okay? Yes, yes. God loves when you incorporate him into your day first.
Amen.
It is so, so very, very, very the right thing to do.
Yes, it is.
Because what did he do? He gave his son. His son came. His son gave us the Holy Spirit. So we can at least come to praise his name. Not just Sunday, but every day. So everybody stand up. We getting ready to go home.
The glory of his name. If you love him, open up your mouth. If you love him, let his praise ring out. Every nation, sing for joy and come together. Our God is strong and mighty. We will not be silent. We will declare your name. We will declare your name. And we will tell the world there is no other. We are not ashamed. We will declare your name. We will declare your name. And we will tell the world, there is no other. Jesus, we declare your name.
Amen. Yeah. Right, well, I got a savior now. I turn everybody into a savior. Amen. Y'all know me, I have a bad memory, so I use the same one every time. May the love of God.
May the love of God.
The presence of Jesus Christ.
And the presence of Jesus Christ.
And the indwelling Holy Spirit.
And the indwelling Holy Spirit.
Rest, rule, and abide.
Rest, rule, and abide.
In and through our hearts.
In and through our hearts.
Until we all meet again.
Until we all meet again.
And the whole church said,
Amen. Amen.
Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
Top reasons your career wants you to move to Ohio. So many amazing growth opportunities, high-paying jobs in technology, advanced manufacturing, engineering, life sciences, and more. You'll soar to new heights, just like the Wright brothers, John Glenn, even Neil Armstrong. Their careers all took off in Ohio, and yours can too. A job that can take you further, and a place you can't wait to come home to. Have it all in the heart of it all. Launch your search at callohiohome.com.